Hello guys, and welcome back to another episode of Not My Bag. I'm George.
And I'm Joe. And this week, we're doing a game show special with two TikTok sensations.
Give it up for
Charlie Marlowe and Chesa Blonde.
Woo!
Welcome.
Thank you so much for having us.
How are you both? One of you looks a bit tired.
He's not me.
That's really rude to say about Charlie. I'm in a great mood. I got in at 6 a.m. and
that.
I'm sitting here with my Prada sunglasses. They are real.
Sliving.
They are real.
Got
a shot of
living.
Vodka, didn't you?
I did have a little. Should we have another one?
Fancy another one. You want another one?
Do it.
Yeah, go on then. To celebrate.
Just for reference, it is midday.
It's 1 o'clock.
It's 20 to 1. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. It's a Friday. Do you know what I mean?
It doesn't matter if it's 5 or 1 or fuck me. I'm just going to drink.
Oh.
Anyway.
When no one talks, it can. It's a bit sad then.
Yeah, it was giving Alcoholics Anonymous. It was giving relapse.
When it's just the pure vodka shot, 20 to 1, and then it goes silent, it's like, oh, is this fun or
this is
it
awful.
Kind of...
It's
okay, I think I can say it's sad. I don't know about any of you lot. Like, I can talk about my own problem.
That did really ruin the mood.
Really.
Thanks, Charlie. I still would have said no meant it.
Right, let's have it. Right, Charlie, we'll start with you. What's going on? No, I want to know, like, relationship, everything. Just give us an update on life.
I'm in a relationship.
Yeah.
Got a girlfriend, got a missus.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, I'm enjoying life.
How long have you been together?
Wifed up. I'd say like since March.
She's
like,
March.
Yeah, so
do you call her mummy? How does it work? I'm all new to this.
You've watched enough lesbian porn to know how it works.
I mean,
oh, sorry, call your mother, mummy.
Don't bring Lisa into this one.
No, I'm actually really sad that you told Lisa that I had an intimate dream about.
I did.
I had an intimate dream. This was, who hasn't?
In conversation, I just went, oh, she was like, I love Charlie. I went, oh, she had a sex dream about you. Mum went, oh.
In conversation.
No, because we went to the NCA and she was there and she was like, oh, I love you. You're like a daughter. And then I said to my manager, Ella, I went, I probably shouldn't tell Lisa that I've had a sex dream about you. She went, no, don't.
I know.
That.
But it was contextual. Like, we watched Loose Women and I was like, speaking of loose women.
Oh,
speaking
my.
Of a girl who likes older women who have a free bus pass.
No, I think he meant loose women.
No, I didn't.
Speaking of
you
loose.
You call your mother
George.
A slag.
George, did you just call mum a slag?
Anyway.
Chesa.
She is Welsh. Talk to me.
How are you?
I'm fucking great, man.
What's going on?
What isn't going on?
What isn't going on? How's life?
You know, life's great. I'm living life.
You're giving Paris Hilton. I said that when you
were. Babe, I'm giving Paris Hilton every day.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. No, yeah, I'm really good. Life's really good. Life's going well.
Are you like dating at the minute? You active
am
on
I
the
dating?
Streets?
I mean, I'm in the streets, but I'm not fucking dating anyone.
Are you active in the streets?
Oh, I didn't mean like prostitute. I meant like just out dating.
Yeah.
Are you not getting
money from it?
Is it busy?
No,
is it busy now? The temperature's
is it busy?
Yeah, obviously getting busier.
Well, I'm just a bit of a whore, really. And this is the thing. And that's fine. I'm happy being a slag. But I'm not like a massive slag.
Yeah.
Self-awareness is great.
I'm not a little bit of a slag.
I'm a total slag.
No, yeah. I'm loving life. It's good. Yeah.
Off camera, you just mentioned like a person.
I did mention a person.
Yeah. What's going on with that? Because you just said like,
oh, nothing. We're just fucking.
Yeah.
No, nothing's going
you
on.
You're dirty.
Dirty.
Why do you want
to
know?
He wants to record this. So he can bash one out to it later by the sounds
of
it.
Recorded it. Don't worry about that, Lord. Fucking hell.
Oh.
No, I just wanted to get some tea.
Yeah. So what?
He's just he's quite a famous TikToker. And we had a little bit of a thing, but like nothing serious from it. I'm not going to mention
like
names.
Gay.
I have been with enough gay men to know that this one isn't actually gay.
Does Andrew watch?
oh my
Andrew
God.
I would actually give Andrew.
If Andrew was straight, mm-hmm. I'd give him a go.
Andrew licks my tits every time I see him.
Do you know who lit my... Actually, I shouldn't say. But no, I love it. I love a gay man who's like open with tits.
Yeah, I do.
I love Charlie's
like
tits.
On shit.
I love your
you
tits.
You have got great
like
tits,
this,
mate.
Goes, you're right.
Yeah, but I do.
How you doing?
Last night, you on that dance floor.
Oh, my
God. Oh, there's one at the bar. There's one on the dance floor. I was loving it. I was chasing him around at one point.
Oh, that spaniel's ear. You couldn't find him.
Oh, don't.
Wait, we have fun.
Her tits.
Well, yeah, because I was dancing about 145 active minutes I had yesterday.
Oh, man, and that was just thinking about Lisa Bag.
Yeah, you're only on the sofa.
You are a very attractive family, I must say.
Oh, thank you.
A very attractive. I mean, you both are gorgeous, but your older brother, fuck.
Danny.
He's still got a girlfriend.
Honourable mention to Danny.
He does.
I've not seen Danny.
Danny's got a soft spot for you.
Not. Mate, Danny. Danny's I know you're watching, honey.
Yeah, Danny.
Come to mama.
What's Danny look like?
I'll show you.
Oh
now.
My God. He's
we'll put a picture on the screen.
We'll put a picture on the screen.
He is a bit Danny. Of a mix between Joe and
bloody
George.
Hell. Yeah. Oh, he is?
Yeah.
I can't show his Instagram name, but yeah.
Oh, is he straight?
Yeah.
Is that his girlfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, she's lovely.
No, obviously, like, no disrespect. Like, so happy that he's in a happy relationship, but I would ruin that relationship. No,
he's giving homewrecker.
I would ruin it. I would.
You'd ruin him and
the relationship.
Oh, baby, I would ruin him. Oh, sorry. Let's go back. Yeah, no, I would definitely ruin him. Would you find that weird, though, if I fucked your brother?
A little bit. Maybe.
Sorry, you can have the brother, I'll have the mum.
Oh, big bag sandwich love.
Oh, I love you later.
Terry as well. He's gone. Sorry, that's too much.
Poor dad.
Oh, God. Poor dad.
No, I'm joking, Lisa. I would never.
Oh, Tell would run through you. Joe?
Yeah, what?
He would run through me.
Say that.
In my whole entire life.
Oh, Joe. That is not
disgusting thing to say.
Guys,
can we move on to the game show? I feel physically sick.
Have you no self-respect, Joseph?
Oh, my God.
Giuseppe.
Joe, that's our father.
Oh, Daddy, please. Oh,
I can't. Maybe we should get onto the game show.
Yeah, I think we should get onto the game show.
My father would run through me.
Yeah, you know what? When you say it, yeah, it does sound really bad.
It is really bad.
Everything sounds worse because I'm from up north. I feel like I'm like in a different like country down
everyone
here.
Sounds dirty up north.
It's so true. Like someone's like, oh, she's dead. And you go, oh, she's dead. It's like emphasizing.
Yeah.
Oh, they stink. You know what I mean? It's just that.
Yeah, but Chesa can go like, I'm a whore, I've been fucking. If I went, I've been fucking, people are like, oh.
No, I think people still think I'm a piece of shit. Don't worry. No. They're not watching this being like, oh, she's so mature and like quiet and mousy. No, they're looking at, look at that fucking slut on the fucking screen.
Own it, baby, own it.
Oh, I have.
I know, I love it.
Baby, I've owned it, I've chopped it off, I've got it all, honey, don't worry.
Oh, are you going to have like an anniversary like for your family?
I mean,
like,
she's
how does
already
it work?
A year old.
Aww.
I know.
How is it all, by the way?
It's all great.
George.
Like, no, it's fine.
But it's not she's talked
a,
about.
I mean, she's like, a working girl, so she's busy.
She's a job.
Girl. Oh my God, no, I love my vagina. Like, it's stunning. I'm really happy with it. Like, because when I first got it done, I was a bit worried because, like, I looked at it for the first time, it looked like a fucking roast chicken. It was disgusting. And then, obviously, now the swelling's gone down. Like, I have got a very pretty purse.
Oh, yeah, because you don't think it's like...
It designer
like,
vagina.
Oh my God, it was fucking horrible.
Yours is like a designer vagina. It is,
yeah.
It's not like it is.
It's custom.
It is.
Yeah.
It's couture.
Made, you've got a one-of-one juicy couture puss, man.
My pussy costs the same amount as a fucking mortgage on a house.
I love that for
I know. So every time I go out and
she's
I think
expensive.
My yeah, literally, my most expensive outfit is my puss.
Would you like to see my house? Oh, I have a lovely home.
I've had a lot of tenants in there, don't worry.
Oh.
She's had some renters, honey.
Oh,
not you having a HMO. Is that what it's called in between?
HMO. I thought you were the HMO.
No, what's HMO?
Homosexual.
No, I thought it was House of Multiple Occupiers.
Oh.
HMO homosexual.
I think we've gone off topic. Right. So the game show that we do, it's three rounds.
Yeah.
So the first round is us against you and it's like a Mr. and Mrs., but we call it geezers and geezettes. So your first round, geezer and geezettes. You've both got paddles in your hand. So Chez is orange, Charlie is yellow. For the listeners, I'll try and narrate this, but it's going to be fucking hard. Right. So we're going to ask you eight questions.
Yeah.
And then let's see.
Have a chat about
how well you know each other. So, number one, whose content is the craziest?
Three, two, one.
Oh,
you did me.
Yeah, you're funnier than me, though. I'm not really crazy. I'm just like talking shy.
I feel like you're here, there, and everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, what Chez is up to today?
She's on the street.
And you're like,
you're rude.
No, but I'm like, whoa.
Okay, fine, I'll take that.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
I feel like that's fair.
I feel like both of your content.
I'd
say crazy in different ways, isn't it?
Define crazy.
I don't know, like
both of you.
Like chaotic.
Chaotic.
I feel like chaotic.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, fine.
Yeah,
fine.
Chaos. Right. Fuck me.
Right,
yeah.
George. This next one. Who's the biggest diva?
3, 2, 1.
I think
So Chezza.
Of course, honey.
I think we agree.
It comes with the personality.
Yeah, it's the energy.
Like, it comes with
Chezza. Yeah.
No, but like, this is your
moment.
Yeah.
This is you.
This is your moment. Take it away.
I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, but you are Chezza Blonde.
Yeah, well, mate.
Yeah. You are
Beyonce.
You are Beyonce.
Thank you.
You're Zina.
Thank
you. Who gets into more TikTok beef?
3, 2, 1.
I'm only saying you because I don't.
I would.
No, to be fair.
No, but
Charlie,
like,
you don't give TikTok beef.
I don't get him TikTok beef.
Yeah.
No, but I feel like you.
I would.
You would.
Yeah. And I have done.
For more likely. Yeah.
Actually, no, that's a lie. I have like argued with Ed Matthews and hate a TikTok. So yeah. I would
say okay, fine.
I feel like you're not afraid to be like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there wouldn't be anything. I would never see you as argumentative or like not saying you are.
You
but
fucking
like,
what?
I don't think I'd ever like watch your content, Charlie, and be like, oh yeah, she'd fucking tear me a new one. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, when she's speaking about Jay McDonald, she's pretty
passionate.
Yeah. That's passion, that is.
More passion.
Passion.
More energy.
Who made that sound?
Who did make that sound?
Oh, just some guy recording some guy on the side.
Some guy.
Really, a safeguarding issue, if you ask me.
George.
Right, next one. Hmm. Who has the higher body count? 3, 2, 1.
Ding! That was a match. I'd say you're just sliving the summer.
My body count's actually really low.
Can you whisper it to us?
Really low.
What was that?
No, I didn't
get it.
Why am I covering my mouth?
I don't know. No.
Oh, I think it's...
Oh! Yeah. That's mine. Oh, no, it's not.
No, it's...
Mine's one more.
Oh.
Bullshite.
On Jay McDonald's life.
That doesn't mean anything to me. You have to do on Lisa's life.
Right, don't...
How dare you!
How many
days? If it was you saying it, it'd make sense.
Yeah.
No, I don't think I've ever heard you speak about Jay McDonald's.
I'm a swear big on... fan of Cake by the Ocean by Jay McDonald's. I'll have you know.
Oh, no.
Didn't she do the... And then in
wow,
the
look at
she?
The acoustics on that.
Yeah,
guys, it's like James here with us.
No acoustics in here.
Oh,
no.
I only said you because mine's quite low.
No. I accept the hornets. Don't worry about it. It's
a bit low, you know. Forget about.
No, but does body count mean like actual...
Intercourse,
or is that bits?
No.
Just penetration.
Penetration.
Yeah. Okay. Getting fucking raw dogged. That's what it means.
Fucking
hell.
Sorry, that was horrible.
That was pretty crazy.
I've never actually had sex. I save it for marriage. So, don't know what you heathens get up
to. I thought you were higher though, Joe.
No.
The silence was deafening.
Somebody's lying.
When she was having the vodka shot then. Right. Joel, is this me?
Yes.
Who is more likely to take Lisa Bags out on a date? 3.
Oh, we didn't even hit the timer.
We didn't even wait for a 3, 2, 1.
She's a very good one.
I'm pissing weak.
I'd take Lisa out on the piss, but I don't think I'd take her out on a date.
I'd take her.
To be
Charlie,
sorry, Lisa, that's crazy. That's horrible.
Me and Lisa have a good time at your podcast launch, actually.
Yeah. She looked stunning that night, didn't she?
She did look stunning. And then she commented on my Instagram being like, I just realised where I know you from. Like, because she watched the Saving Grace episode with me.
Yeah, mum was so overwhelmed that night because they got there so late, didn't they? Just came in, everyone was like wanting to talk to her. So she was like going up to people like yourself and Maddie Jepson and being like, oh, I know you, but like it was so cute, bless her.
She's so cute. I absolutely love her.
I actually had a really good chat with your dad as well.
You do?
Right. Yeah, we had a great chat.
We're not going back to this.
We need to leave that.
sorry.
Right, next one. Who is more likely to get cancelled?
Three, two, one.
I'm just going to say you because I don't want to get cancelled.
I don't do anything cancellable though.
No, you're good.
Like, I'm actually quite fine.
No, but I just feel like you don't think before you speak sometimes.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? No, you just say it how it is.
No, I think George is saying that you're more like direct.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? Direct. So, yeah, but yeah, obviously people could take that as like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah. No,
but where we get it, we know you. But if I just met you.
Oh, no. I've said some things, especially after having a drink and people have been like, what?
Yeah. We've all been there, babe. We've all been there, babe. Trust me. I get a bit carried away, don't I? And if I get on one conversation topic and people are laughing, I'll like,
keep going.
Like, until it's offensive.
We kind of get that because we've got very, like...
Like, similar vibes.
Yeah. Our humour's quite similar. Very cutthroat.
Yeah.
It's just us together.
Oh, now, I just like, fairy comedy, me. Someone could smack me in the teeth and I'd say, thank you. No, they could smack me in the face and I'd be like, who? That wasn't very nice.
I know what you mean. Yeah. Like, I'd be like...
Fuck it off.
Who is more likely to fight someone in a club? It's not fighting. He's more like to fight someone in a club.
Three, two, one.
I've had a couple fights in the club. Not now, but like when I was at 18.
Yeah. Oh, it's bound to happen when you're younger.
100%. Oh my God. When I was in school, I was a fucking terror. I was awful. I was going out fighting. Oh, honestly, I was such an asbo.
Jess is like, who wants shit today?
No, really, I was though. I was a little shite bag. Oh,
that's Brighton for you. Don't give me
we were all on crack. It was fucking... No, I'm joking.
Have you ever had a fight in a club?
No, but I have like... not a fight, but I've told people to like fuck off on that. Like,
you are hard.
No.
Whoa, calm down, Mr. B.
You are fucking terrified, George.
Wow,
you set me up there so bad.
I didn't mean to. No, not at any home. Not any fights, but I've told a few people where to fucking go.
Not you getting roasted by the LGBT community today on this pod. You poor.
The gay people the fuck off.
Violence.
Oh, can we go to the next one?
Queers are fully enjoyed.
Yeah, you done? And I was going to say it was actually backing you, but don't worry.
Who was it backing me?
Yeah.
When was that?
I don't know, but there's been a couple of times.
Actually, I think there has been a couple of times. Oh, bless you. You should have added that in sooner. We've all roasted you for five minutes.
Yeah, fucking ridiculous.
Oh, no, he has. I think George has stood up for me in a club before and got up to someone and be like...
Fuck off, get away from him and that. But no, it's fine. It's literally fine. Because you're just all a bunch of...
Oh, why? You're not homophobic. We get it, aren't we? Bloody hell.
Stop laughing. You're making it so much worse.
Do you want to do the last one for the girls?
Okay.
Sorry, let me get my shit together. Hold on. That was hilarious.
Who is more likely to shag?
What's going to be the internet?
Jane McDonald.
Oh.
Ding, ding, ding. Winner.
Ding, 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 right, motherfuckers.
So I just want to know, where did it start?
I don't know.
You actually don't know?
I don't know.
Are you from the same area? Is that it?
No, she's from Wakefield.
Where's that?
Wakefield.
Wakey Wines. West Yorkshire, I think.
So it's just like someone you love?
Every gay person has a woman that they love and must support till the end of their life.
Nadine Coyle.
Oh, I've got so many of them though.
Mine's Jane and Kylie Minogue. And I don't remember.
Really?
I love
that's your
Kylie.
Top two?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you doing the residency for Kylie in Vegas? Or
I want to go. I'm going to go see her.
She's got the ITV show, isn't she? The one off.
I'm going to go see her. The, was it Shepherd's Bush? Are you going to that on 27th?
No, but I want to.
I am.
27th of this month?
Yeah.
Talking of Bush.
I'll
go.
Yeah. I'll give you the woman's email.
Oh, please.
Wing, wing. I know, yeah.
Hey, remind me.
George, who's your woman, if you were gay, who would your, like, ideal, not to fuck, but, like, your... Like someone who you just love and obsessed with. Like for me, mine's obviously Gaga because I'm just a fucking typical. But like yours, who would yours be?
Is there like one woman that you're like, yes?
Yeah.
Someone you're like, oh, she's cool.
Like Chez's version of like slang.
You like Coyle Ray?
Like, yeah,
Coyle Ray.
Who's that?
I sound like a mum.
Who?
You like Coyle Ray?
Who likes McDonald's though, doesn't he?
Who's that?
I don't know. Maybe like Paris Hilton.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's so a good one.
Yeah, Paris Hilton's good.
Basically Chesa, like.
I love that.
I don't know, like Paris Hilton, she's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never really thought of it like that. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
Paris Hilton is cool.
Yeah. I do feel like that about Cheryl Carl and Nadine Coyle. I'm just girls loud through and through.
So right.
That was the first thought of my Sarah, mate. I've ever read.
Was it?
Cheryl Carl, very good that.
R.I.P. Sarah.
Oh, don't. I know.
So sad, right?
Oh, no,
you should never have done Big Brother, though.
Did she do Big Brother?
Yeah, it wasn't a good
move.
So did
Mutcha from Sugar Babes. I didn't know this.
So did who?
Mutcha from Sugar Babes.
Stop it right now.
I didn't know this. I didn't know this. I was told the other day.
Also, I thought it was Mutya.
Oh, he says, I don't know if I'm doing it wrong.
I had no idea she did that.
Yeah, neither.
What season?
Oh, fuck knows. Bit of pop culture knowledge for you guys there.
Nice one. Seeing them tonight.
I love finding out people did like stuff like that. Like, I love finding out people did like X Factor auditions and like
Daniela Westbrook. She done Selected Fan and Three.
Like Ash and Jack were on X Factor, which is so funny.
Mate,
Ash and
Jack.
Yeah. No.
The same series.
Jack, Ash, and Elliot Horn all did X Factor.
Yeah.
I honestly, so funny. But they were really good. But like, I just think it's like because I think when you like. You've seen people, like, you've met them and stuff, and you see them on, like, X Factor, and I'm like...
It's crazy,
isn't it? X Factor's so rogue, though.
I miss X Factor.
Yeah, but back in the day,
it was prime TV.
Yeah, that was my shit. Right, you got 7 out of 8.
Get it.
That's fucking well.
That is so good. News has hit that vapes are going to be banned.
Yeah.
What have we done to...
Because I know you're a vapor. Like, literally, like, wake up in the morning, because I'm like that as well. we're so fucking cool, man. No,
so you do vape, Charlie?
I don't. I'm not.
See, I don't vape. I've got bad lungs, you see.
I've now got bad lungs. Oh, really? And I still vape.
Yeah,
I've got bad lungs.
So, what are you going to do? Like, stockpile the vapes?
I haven't actually thought this far ahead.
Were you ever a smoker?
Not really.
No.
I shouldn't say this, but I was for a long time. But I don't want to go back to Siggy's.
Right.
Go back to the fags. I don't want to go.
Maybe we just stop.
No.
Yeah, because cigs stink.
I know. See, they make my hair smell.
If I'm drunk, I will chain smoke.
Yeah.
Which is really bad.
Which we're obviously not advocating smoking.
No, I just
wanted to know about like what your plans are when they're banned.
I'll
like,
probably
are
banned.
Are you going to doomsday prep and
probably
stack up a cupboard?
Just like never leave the house.
Or you could like, is it going to be the same everywhere in the world? Because you could go to different countries.
Do you know
and, like,
what? There was just Lost Mary's, I think. Do you know what they're going to do? They're saying they're going to get rid of them, but I reckon they'll like find a loophole where I think it's because...
they're illegal.
It's because they're like colourful and shit, and they don't want to appeal to
kids.
So I reckon they're gonna like change the packaging,
make them
or something
like white
like that.
Or something.
Yeah, and have them like, you know, like the pictures with cigarettes on them.
True.
Horrible thing. I reckon they're gonna do something
like that.
Who's
gonna want to walk around with a Lost Mary that's got like a rotting lung on it?
George at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Maybe like that.
Your post meal vape.
Yeah. Oh, so fucking.
Well, I have to wake up in the morning and like, I'll wake up at like midnight. If I have to go to sleep before midnight, I'll wake up and I have a vape because I like get withdrawals. It's terrible.
That's crazy. I'm not that bad.
Is that
no,
thing?
I'm. I go through one
meal?
A day, one or two, one.
God,
every other day.
You're like Simon Cowell because he.
I mean, we've both had a lot of Botox, but I don't know any other correlation.
You're like Simon Cowell, right?
Why am I like Simon Cowell?
Because he smokes a lot. You're orange, I'm yellow. Right, okay. First, no question.
Can we do it like they did it and pull it up?
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. Okay, on to our questions.
Who is more likely to have kids first? 3, 2, 1.
Wait, what colour am I?
You're yellow.
That's you. I think you're most likely to have kids first, considering... Yeah. You shag women and unprotected.
Yes.
Really?
That's basically how babies are made, isn't it?
Oh. Wrap up before you slap up.
Yeah.
So boring.
Pull out before you put a baby in it.
Okay, Joe. Also,
so boring.
Okay, right. Also, Joe. Right. Let's get so straight.
Yeah. I'm not.
Okay, that. But you don't wrap a baby, do you? Yeah, okay, so this is what I mean. I learned things from my older brother, you know. Look at.
So it's my fault.
You know,
so it's my
fault. You can't blame him for not putting something on his knob.
Older brothers guide you through life. Joe, don't wrap
up. He's not guiding your knob into someone's funny. Piss off. Older brothers guide
you. I had my back there. That was outrageous that you blamed me.
I was just crawling.
I don't know where you were going with that.
It was your fault. Don't tell me to do it.
I was just literally clawing at anything.
Do you know what that sounded like? That sounded like that getting caught out. She said she was 12.
You said she was 12. No, that's me silly voice.
So we got a point there.
Okay, right.
Right, okay, next question. Right. Who has the worst mood swings? 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, I think we can agree.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's yellow?
Me.
Okay.
The thing is, so I like to... It sounds really horrible, but I like to like pray on it sort of thing. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, if I know he's if I know he's in a bad mood, I'll just dig a bit and I know it's not going to end well.
Oh, Joe!
Basically, I'm one of those people where if I get into a pit of a bad mood, I just can't come out of it straight away. Like, some people could bounce back.
I'm like that, yeah.
No, I can't bounce back.
Joe needs like five
months. I mean, yeah.
Had a holiday to Barcelona. Barcelona!
Barcelona.
Yes.
How long were you out there for?
Yeah, how was Barca?
It was great. I was there for 2 days.
Tell us about Barca.
It was just really nice. Ate nice food.
Paella?
No, I didn't actually eat paella. Just a lot of tapas.
Eat some sausage.
Yeah, a lot of tapas.
Next question.
Right.
Next.
Who is more likely to get into an argument with a fan? 3, 2, 1 Oh, yeah, yeah, 100. I've seen it.
You can't even.
We've had some. People have been a bit crazy. We've obviously been out like, a number of times.
Night out and stuff.
Yeah, and people are a bit crazy with you.
Yeah.
I don't know, you just kind of.
But you've never been. I've never seen you be rude to anyone, though.
Do you know what? I just sometimes can't be bothered to entertain if someone's being rude.
When people are tiddly, though, as well. It's hard when alcohol's involved.
But you know what? I've never seen you be rude to anyone. Like, obviously, like, but like, you've never. Obviously, like, I've been out with you and like people have been very in your face and
But I've never actively sought out an argument with anyone, unless it's George.
You never go and like, fuck off, and like, they run.
Fuck off, this is
unless it's George.
Like, I've seen him punch a toddler.
He don't wrap up him.
Why are you talking about toddlers and wrapping up?
I'm sorry, that was just two really weird things to come to.
Yeah.
Okay, this one I know the answer to in 2 seconds. Who parties harder? 3, 2, 1
Oh, see, I feel like you've been worse than me at the minute.
Nah. Yeah, but in general, when you're like when you're in the mood to party, you will fucking party.
But I'm ready.
With the best of them.
Do you know what I mean? When you're ready to party, you will party. Like, you won't stop. You're just there.
I just get on the vibe.
I just get on the vibe.
I just ride the vibes. Do you know what I mean?
I know, but there's like a select group of people who I have to do like an Irish goodbye because you'll just go out and feel like, it's you, Jack Remington, Ash. You're like party gremlins.
Oh, you go.
Yeah, no, I know.
You'll be like, no, you're coming for one. You'll be like, no, my country. He's like, no, I'll pay for it. Like, you're coming.
Oh, my God. And they like grab you. They're like, come to freedom. You're like, no.
That was actually us at the Garnier event. We were like, right, we're going to freedom.
Let's go to freedom.
That's literally what everyone does, yeah.
Yeah, it's where I feel safe.
I ran out of there with 4 bottles of cellar water.
Sorry.
I was Garnier. I walked out the bloody event last night with 2 new plates and 5 disco balls.
You went out with a slate plate.
Two.
Yeah.
No, I'm the opposite. I'll leave everything behind. My shoes. Oh. I'm like, nope.
You like a little bit of memorabilia from the night if it's nice. And also,
Why you take photos.
I know, but they were slate and I thought they'd look lovely with a bit of sushi on, a couple of desserts.
There's memorabilia.
Wait, you took food?
No, I took the slate plates.
Bear in mind that there was this lovely selection of desserts on this plate and Joe went, put it straight in his bag. I went, you're awful.
Yeah, everyone started robbing the disco balls.
I wonder who started that trend.
Yeah.
Next one. So it is a wig.
Oh, yeah. Before we sat down, Joe goes, are you wearing a wig, babe? And I was like, honey, no. I'm not one of those crass dressers. Who's been on the most holidays? 3, 2, 1
No. You. Switzerland.
Okay, Switzerland.
And you're going to Paris.
You're always on holiday.
You're always away. You're going to Dubai.
George.
Paris next week.
So where have you been? Barca.
Yeah.
You've been places before that. You went Barcelona and
this
Charlie.
This is holidays, though. We've done work stuff this year, but I think you've had more casual holidays.
I think it's equal. I actually do think it's equal. You've been on a few more than me. You went LA, didn't you?
No, that was a work thing.
It's holidays. It doesn't state. Okay, so really, yeah.
Was that the thing you went to and there was you went really like off the beaten track in LA?
When I packed outfits for, thought I was doing photo shoots and then I was hiking with a Louis Vuitton bag and dunks on. And the lady was laughing at me like, we've never ever seen anyone go up a hiking track in the snow with a Louis Vuitton bag. And I was like, you sent me the plan the day before the trip, the day before the flight. And it was like kayaking, mountain biking.
You could have still packed.
There was something with she sent me in a day before and I chose not to.
No, that's very mean.
The whole night you chose to not give a fuck.
My case was packed.
I made a choice and I stuck with it.
But that's very me though. I would do that 100%. Like if I'm getting told I'm going to LA, honey, it's fucking thong bikinis and nothing else.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was in the middle of fuck nowhere.
Yeah.
And then I jumped off a log and I pulled my neck. So I had to walk around with everyone the whole day like this.
Joe got in my car when I picked him up. The effort. I was like, you're right, and he's like, I was on
many drugs as well because I was just trying to ease the pain. I've never had pain like that before in my life.
Not like medicinal drugs.
Yeah, prescription drugs, yeah. George.
He comes back like Uncle Fester like that.
Oh, it was horrible. It took me to a fucking
we
damn.
Got that one right. That's annoyed me.
Sorry, George.
Right, I think he's equal now.
Probably equal, yeah.
You guys aren't doing very well at this. Me and Charlie fucking smashed it. Who's Nan's favourite? 3, 2, 1.
Is your Nan still alive?
You're such a liar.
Oh, is that? Oh. You're yellow.
Sorry,
No, Nan is still alive.
I'm a nanny's boy.
Joe's just a nanny's boy.
Is it your mum or your dad's mum?
Yeah.
Dad's mum.
Oh.
I know. I'm such a nanny's boy.
Is she like proper Essex?
She is.
Nan.
She's camp.
She is camp. I think she's straight phobic. Is that a word?
Straight phobic.
Yeah.
I love that though.
I agree with that.
Don't give us the whole straight pride speech, George. Yeah.
As a little boy, I am. in a world.
No, Nan's iconic. Like little mulberry purses, goes to the pub all the time, pays a cab driver in pound coins.
That's so sweet.
She's got like big, like grey curly blowout. Have we got any left? Or is that the last one?
No, there's a couple more.
How is there?
I think you're doing all right.
I think you're doing good.
Who is... There's two more. Who is...
Oh, tits out. Fully tits out. Sorry. tits out.
Yes, sir.
Sorry.
Oh. Don't interrupt.
It's my part now.
Rare.
Look, one nipple's hard and the other one isn't. That's really annoying. Who is most likely to steal the other's clothes? 3, 2, 1.
This is actually so weird, right?
Really? Because you steal clothes from George?
Yeah.
And do they fit?
Like, yeah,
and they all fit. Like, it's so weird. Apart from, like, gym.
I steal his gym stuff.
Joe, I've even given Joe pairs of cargos of mine and they fit.
Really?
Yeah. Do you have long legs then and a short torso?
No, I've got tiny legs.
I think they've been wrong size ones though.
Probably wrong size, but like hoodies, Joe takes, gym still, stuff.
Yeah. The other day he had a go at mum and was like, you've lost my favourite night gym top, my cargo.
He
and
fucking
like,
walks
tore
in
up the house. I turn up at the house in it.
Stop
he
it.
Went mental at
this
me.
This dark green Myla gym set thing that she's actually really nice. I wore like 2 times. I was like, where the fuck can it be?
That's the thing with having older siblings though. Like me and my older sister, I steal from her all the time. She fucking hates it. She gets so mad with me. Luckily, we don't live together anymore.
Yeah,
so it's
but you steal stuff from me as well.
Like, you've got some of my vests.
Actually, I stole 4 pairs of socks out of your room the other day before I went to Barcelona.
Where are yours?
I went to Barcelona, yeah, because I forgot to
pack. They were all crispy afterwards.
Oh my God, I've literally... Actually,
I don't think they were.
Please tell me I stole these from you today. Actually, these are mine!
No, they're not. They're mine.
They're mine.
No, they're not, because they're from weekday.
Yeah, I got them.
No, you didn't.
They're mine.
Right, anyway, before we have a full
last question.
They're mine.
So who did we decide that steals you steal more?
Yeah.
Who has the best, this is such a boy question, who has the best trainer selection?
Oh, this is a straight question.
3, 2, 1. 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Man's
kicks you on top. I've got loads.
Did you write this question?
No.
No, I did to just see who you would, if you would say me, but.
No, but
I wear the same pair of trainers.
Yeah, I bought Joe.
Yeah, right, I do that.
No, same. I've got about 20 pairs of heels, but one pair of trainers.
Yeah. I've tried to like improve your kick game.
Yeah, you got me some nice ones.
I got Joe some nice, but you just, I don't know. You do have some cool trainers. Joe's got like these nighttime Jacquemies.
I have no idea what that is.
These mean nothing to me.
No, neither.
No, but people I've got go Scooby. About high top Jordans. I think, oh, they're...
All right, I'm wearing
I've
them
got
right
three
now.
Pair
so
of them,
watch
yeah.
mouth.
All right, then.
I think they're really nice.
Fucking bitch.
I love nice
Don't
Jordans.
We're not friends.
Well, at the end of that round, we are.
So
you're in the lead.
You're in the
Winners.
Lead.
This round is called Who Wants to Be a Podcaster? Like, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? There's going to be 10 questions.
About 10
you
eight,
do an
eight to 10 questions.
No, I can't lift it up because of my nails. Can you write? Because I'm like Leah Michelle, I can't read or write. So you're going to have to do it.
Can you name your team as well with the top?
We need a team name. Don't tell us it.
Oh my God, what should we do?
What are we called?
What?
Yeah. Good name.
Yeah. Cool. Right. We are called Top Shaggers.
No, we should be called like.
What?
Oh my God, dude.
International Boys of Science. Switzerland and Barcelona. Switzerland. That's our name. Switzerland. We got a good name.
We are called and show them the thing.
We're called Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Okay, you go.
Okay. We are the Pussy Patrol.
Oh, I love the dollar signs.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a pussy.
There's a pussy.
I would not know what it looks
that
like.
That is mine, but I don't have any hair.
We are called Switzer Barsapus.
Switzer Barsapus?
Yep.
International, yeah.
So George is...
That was very German.
International, yeah.
Right, we're going to start. George is going to read the questions out and we're going to be sent the answers. So number one.
Which airline caught people having sex in the toilet this week?
Okay.
We got to make a list of answers.
Yes, yeah, like 1 to 8. Or
so do we
get the answer at the end.
Right. My name's Catherine, I'm 40. What? How old is she?
I'm Catherine, I'm 48. I live with my sister. I'm divorced.
I've got two kids.
Yeah.
I've got two one kids, dead, one dead, one divorced. One don't speak to me and a grandson.
Happy birthday for life.
I fucking... Do you see, I was going to ask you about this, Sarah Lancashire got the...
the NTAs. I was clapping, screaming.
I love
she
her
was creaming
so
herself.
Much.
I literally...
Bet you were.
Apparently she was in the box underneath us.
And she could have been in your box.
Yeah, box later.
She was in my box.
Number two. Which female singer wore a cobweb to the VMAs? You should know
a
that.
A cobweb?
You should know this.
I should know this.
Yeah.
I haven't got...
I don't know this. I don't know hardly any of these.
I don't know that third one, you know.
Who the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
It was very intense that side.
Was it?
I'm not going to lie.
What's number three?
I haven't even fucking wrote number two yet.
Mm. Right, done.
Right. Number three. Which UK icon launched their new show?
Jay McDonald.
Wait, who? What was it? What was the question? Can you read the question again, please?
Which UK icon launched their new show?
When was this?
Guessing this week.
This is very vague. Like it could be like
anyone.
Anyone.
Was that okay?
I don't know. I've just written two. It's a lovely pen.
I love writing on a whiteboard. It's
same.
Lovely, it
takes me back.
Number four. Name one drag queen that is starring on Series 5 of UK Drag Race.
Oh my God, I could name so many, but I can't remember.
Yeah.
I knew that.
I'm actually going to go quite off the... Yeah, right.
Do it. I knew that one.
I know. Oh my...
Hashtag ally!
I know two of the girls who were going on and I've forgotten...
Well, you don't know them if you forgot, do you?
George, there's one... The drag queen...
No, that's not right.
The drag queen that you met, that brunch, is going on.
The Rihanna one.
Yeah.
No,
Beyonce
no.
One.
There was another one though. What's her fucking name?
Joke.
You're obsessed with her.
No, you made me get a photo.
Yeah, but you
it's
loved
funniest
it.
Funniest photo I've ever seen.
The height difference is so funny. Right, next one.
Who did Kendall Jenner get caught on a date with?
I know this one.
Oh.
Your whispering is so
loud.
You've just ruined it now.
No, no one knew.
You've just given away a point.
No, I get so embedded. If I'm out somewhere and it's really quiet and people can't
it's so frustrating.
It's always the people who are like, funk this, funk that.
Yeah, see that over there. Sorry.
No, when we were at Soho
Farmhouse.
You can't say that.
When we were at Soho Farmhouse and Kane and Yayan and we got in the pool and everyone and their nap, like paying guests were there.
Oh my
and
God.
They were, fucking hell, it's fucking nice in here, loving it. I was like, man, shut up.
They are such a fucking funny pair.
They called me
the other night and were like, I was in bed actually. And they were like, they called me at like 1 a.m. like, what are you fucking doing? And I was like, babe, asleep. But I wish I went out with them now.
Because they went to Freedom, didn't they?
They were at Freedom,
I love them.
I love them as well.
Shout out to Kane and Yai.
Love you, darlings.
Dubs our segment. Right, which comedian welcomed his first child recently?
Yeah. You've got it.
How is it?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't actually know, but we'll... I don't think it is,
okay.
Actually, but we'll just do it. Which loose women had a naked photo shoot to announce she's going on tour?
Oh,
Denise Walsh.
George, that was so loud.
I don't think it is.
That was so loud.
I love the loose women. I love them.
Loose women are iconic.
I would like to be a loose woman. Well, I already am, but I'd like to be on the show.
Ruth Langston.
No.
Jane. Denise. Colleen.
I like Janet, you know. She says it how it is.
She, yeah, she's all right.
She, Kendall. I like, and I also like, what's the one with the curly hair called again?
Oh,
Nadia.
Oh, Nadia.
I
do quite like Nadia. I like when Katie Price is on it.
Yeah, she was funny. And Stacey Solomon.
Do you know, I met Junior and Princess at this PLT launch. Okay. And I was speaking to Junior and I was
like, I quite like Junior.
I was like to him, I was like, I partied with your mum. And he was like, oh, fucking hell. It was not happening. Yeah. I love Katie Price so much.
Oh, I'm obsessed with her.
When I met her, I was in disbelief because I've loved her for so many years.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a Brighton girl as well. Like, obsessed. Hey. She's a Brighton girly.
Makes a lot of sense.
And we're all the fucking same. I met her and she was like, babe, you look fucking gorgeous. And I was like, oh my God, I love you.
Like, that's the affirmation you need in life.
No, literally. And I was like, no, you're gorgeous. She goes, yeah, but you're natural. And I was like, honey, there is nothing natural on my face. I've got about 7 syringes of Botox and filler. Like, there's nothing natural on me.
You go,
please. Last question, guys. Which this morning guest accidentally swore repeatedly on the show?
Oh.
Fuck.
Oh.
This week.
Oh, this week. Oh. Okay, fine.
Okay.
What's her name? What? Oh, maybe.
Am I right?
Wait.
I actually think we've got every question right, you know?
I do.
Okay, I don't think we do. Right, George, here's for the answers.
I think you're going to be losers.
Right, guys.
Switzerbasapus.
Right, so which airline caught people having sex in the toilet was EasyJet?
EasyJet, yeah.
Oh, I got right.
EasyJet.
Which female singer wore a cobweb to the VMAs? It was Doja Cat.
Yeah. Oh,
for fuck's sake.
Which UK icon launched their new show this week? Davina McCall. It was My Mum, Your Dad.
I put fucking Chloe Burrows.
That was like 6 months ago.
I love Davina. I didn't even register that.
Name one drag queen that is starring on Series 5 of the UK Drag Race. There is Alexis St. Pete, Banksy,
Caramel.
Delicious.
Banksy, that's who I was
Ginger
thinking
Johnson,
of.
Ginger Johnson, Kate Butch,
I put Michael Tamara Thomas.
Morani,
so did we.
Miss Naomi Carter, Tamara Thomas, and Vicky Vivacious.
Tamara or Caramel to win.
So yeah.
Yeah, we got Tamara.
I've met Banksy and she was so lovely and that's exactly what I was thinking of, the other person.
Wait, so this next one is who did Kendall Jenner get caught on a date with and it's Bad Bunny.
Yay.
Yes!
I thought it was Tim of the Channel.
Yeah, that was Kylie.
That's Kylie.
You went out with Bad Bunny?
Yeah, have you not seen this? It's everywhere, babe.
I thought he was gay.
Oh my God.
No, Bad Bunny's very straight.
Yeah.
No, Bad Bunny's straight, I believe.
Okay.
Guys, yeah, no.
This next one, I actually smashed this. Which comedian welcomed his first child recently? It's Jack Whitehall.
Mm-hmm.
As well. Which loose woman had a naked photo shoot to announce she's going on tour? It's Colleen Nolan.
Have you guys seen that clip on TikTok where she did a whole special about leaving loose women and cried at the and did?
Oh, yeah, she came back 2 years later.
She came back. That is so my mum.
She's like, it's time to say goodbye.
She's so iconic for that.
Have you seen like all of the Nolan sisters like singing and what song is it?
Yeah,
what song? I'm in the mood for dead.
That's so loose.
Romance.
I've seen her tits. For real.
Where?
Because they do like a full Monty thing on ITV every year.
Oh, Colleen's tits.
Yeah. And Colleen Nolan got tits out. She got tit massive.
What? Full on
massive.
They're like, but no, it was, who was it?
Wait, did she full on get her like nips out?
Yeah,
like,
so all
like
the women get the tits out.
Oh, like stand up to cancer and that sort of vibe. Like, yeah.
Demi.
Lovato.
Demi Ginger.
Sim.
Thyroid cancer. Yeah.
No, Demi Jones. No.
Demi Jones.
Oh.
She did it.
I know.
Right.
She was there last night at the event that I was fucking obliterated at. Mm.
Guys.
All the Geordie Shore people were there as well. I literally walked in. Everyone's in heels and dresses. And I come in like looking like a fucking builder in my like baggy fucking jeans and like my air top, high top. I can't talk.
There was lovely.
Well, anyway, I looked like shit and I was just embarrassed myself in front of loads of Love Islanders and Geordie Shore people.
I'm sure you didn't.
The last one is, which this morning guest accidentally swore repeatedly on the show? It's Miriam Margul.
I am obsessed with that woman. A goal of mine is to meet her one day.
Did you see her on Vogue?
Yeah, I did. She looked incredible.
She did look iconic.
Six out of eight, motherfucker.
We got 4 out of 8. We did shit.
We're not very good at general knowledge.
We're really not good at general knowledge.
But I got the Doja Cat one.
I can't believe you didn't know about Bad Bunny. As a gay man, you should know this. Gay.
And moving on to the next.
To the final round.
Oh. And final round.
Final round, right? Final round, okay. It's called Feel Your Guts or Spill Your Guts. So in this, we have some mixed hot chilies. We're going to ask you guys two questions each. And then if you don't want to answer, you have to eat a chili. If you do, then you just say it. So it's quite easy, really, because you could just spill your guts and not eat. So I'm just going to pass them over.
Ew, why are they pickled?
I don't actually, they're in brine.
Ew. Oh, is this when Chloe, oh no, did Chloe eat one on her podcast?
Yeah.
Oh. So, I saw Max and Andrew do this, I think.
And they smell as well, they honk.
We got smell them.
Oh no.
We got a spoon or like a little fork.
Oh, you can pick them out.
Do you just want to pick them out?
If you put this on a plate in Shoreditch House, that would be a delicacy.
Yeah.
Tell me I'm wrong.
It'd be 30 quid. Right.
It would be.
So, first question is for Charlie.
Charlie Marla.
Okay.
My darling.
What is the worst brand trip you've ever been on?
That is a fucking...
I've not been on a worst brand trip. I've
okay, but you've got
all
to give an answer.
And
You're telling me.
That is my answer, and I've loved all of them, and I'm so happy to the brands that have taken me because I'm very lucky. I would say out of them all, I didn't love, and only for the fact I get incredibly seasick.
Okay.
I didn't love the yacht week just because I didn't realise how rocky it would be.
Okay, fine.
And I was thrown about.
You got your world rocked.
I was thrown about like a lady on George's Willy. Sorry, that was so...
Charlie, thank you.
Oh, I love
it. Oh, my God.
Fine, you got away with that. You did that very
that was wild from you.
I know, I don't know why
you answered that very well, though. That was like a media trained response.
You ain't getting nothing from me, bitch.
Right, well, Chezza.
Fucking.
Honey.
Chezza.
My babe.
Babes. Who is your least favourite content creator?
Oh, my God, there's so many. I fucking hate them all. You know I'll say it as well.
We can bleep it.
No, I can't. I'll get rid of it.
No, I can't.
I couldn't do that to them.
Tell us off camera.
Do I have a least favourite?
Yes, you do. You definitely do.
I'm sure you do.
Go on, say it and bleep it. I can't. I always miss it.
No, I can't say it. It looks like a sugar snap pea. Oh, do I want to say?
I'd just do it.
I'm trying to think who it is. I'm trying to pick one out of the bad bunch. No, fuck it.
No!
I would not.
Oh my God, can I have a water? That's disgusting.
Have we got any water?
Oh, do I have to fucking chew it?
No, you can go and spit it out if you want.
Oh, no.
I've eaten worse.
Oh. Bless. Oh! Oh, bless you.
Oh.
It's down.
I'm made of different shit.
Yeah, Charlie.
Yeah.
Do you... This is a
big question.
Do you see yourself marrying your girlfriend?
Yes.
Why don't you bring her in?
Guys... I have actually brought my girlfriend with me today.
She's here.
She has come with us. She's been very quiet over in the corner. I'm on my period.
Can we get her passed in?
Mike Lake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Want me to grab her?
She's quite quiet, so you know. Just give her a warm welcome, guys. But I'm sure that you all will love her. Come on, babe. Here we go.
Oh, here she is.
She's big, isn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, she's massive. Charlie, she's a unit. She's absolutely giant.
All right, don't be seismophobic. Come on. we've been together for about 3 years now.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah.
She's got very big tits.
No, she's not working on that. We're going to get...
She's very slim.
Yeah.
Some may say she's 2D.
Some may say she's cardboard.
No.
You know what?
Well, she's going to have a good time tonight, isn't she?
No, I'm sorry. It's really...
Oh, you are dirty. Her fanny's not 2D.
Well, you've really...
You know what? It's a bit fucking strange. I can't lie. It's a bit scary. I feel like she's like the Mona Lisa. She looks at you, doesn't she?
Don't say the name Lisa.
Why
don't
you give her a kiss?
Sorry, Lisa.
Wow.
Very intimate moment.
I know what you're doing with that later. Fuck you.
You've avoided all of the chilies. Well done.
Thank you. Yes.
So, Chezza, last one.
If you could go on a date with a TikToker you've met, who would it be?
I could go on a date
like
with a
proper date.
like we're talking like shard business, like big.
I'm not really a shard girl unless
it's talking shard. Talking hack of sand.
We're talking gherkin.
Talking sketch.
No, you can't go gherkin, can you?
Yeah.
Oh, you can. Okay.
No, I'm more of a kind of
freedom.
No, if I was going to go on a date with someone, I want, you know, take me to like a bougie restaurant in Marylebone or something like that.
Okay,
and
fine.
Pay for the whole fucking thing. I probably would go on a date. Oh my God. Do you know what? I've been with a couple of TikTok boys and they're all just like, oh, who would I pick? That's actually a really hard question. Mm. I don't know. Give me some straight.
Or
TikTok.
Any Love Islanders that are kind of do
absolutely
TikTok
not.
As well?
No, no fucking way.
No.
Let me hold on. Let me. Who's like a straight TikToker?
There's not many. There's really not many.
There's really not. And all the ones who say they're straight, handy. I've got something to tell you. sorry, George.
I like it, bro.
Who do we know that's straight? Moyo?
I don't really know him.
Josh Ryan.
He's got a girlfriend.
Oh. That doesn't, that's never stopped me in the past. I would probably go on a date with, I don't know, I'm just saying it's like, fuck, who? I don't know. I'll say George. Oh, I'll say George because he's here.
You.
Love
you. Oh, I thought it meant Clark.
No, George Braggs.
No.
No, George Braggs.
Joe, who is the funniest person that slid into your DMs?
The funniest?
Yeah. That's a good one.
Like funniest or strangest? Or both, or
I would say like in terms of like funny, I was
funny
like
looking.
In terms of funny, I was like, what the fuck? Because I had a message request from Stephen Bartlett.
Stop it, and then
and it was like, I want to send you something, like some emoji or whatever.
That box.
And it was a book.
No.
Which I mean, like, fair.
You definitely got excited though.
I did. I was
Is
like,
he gay?
No. Okay. I think he's like AI, to be honest with you. He doesn't seem real,
he's
does
just
he?
Like nothing behind the eyes. Yeah.
What does he look like again?
Stephen Bartlett.
Yeah.
Stephen Bartlett.
He's the one who made Davina McCall cry on his podcast.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's hot. Yeah. Period.
It's the whole work thing. I feel like he's spitting your face if you've not worked for over 12 hours.
Yeah. He does like a jewelry, yeah, like a jewelry company.
Yeah, I know what you mean. He'd be like, what investments have you got in your portfolio? Yeah. And you say nothing, he'd be like,
yeah.
Fuck!
Yeah.
Fuck
you. Well, he was on Dragon's Den.
Yeah.
Fun fact, actually, about Dragon's Den. Yeah. I used to do one of their, when I was a hairdresser, because when I was like back in humble, in my humble days, I was a hairdresser and I did one of the Dragon's Den hair.
And did you? Which one? Yeah, Deborah Meaden?
Stephen Ballantyne?
No. Oh, I fucking love Deborah Meaden.
It was
the Geordie woman, Sarah.
Yeah.
Blonde?
No. Oh, what's her name?
I couldn't name any of them. Oh, I couldn't name them. Sorry. I think they're great.
God,
was it
so
Duncan
bad.
Ballantyne?
No, it was a woman.
Yeah.
That's, no, not Deborah Meaden.
Yeah, no. Sarah Davis.
There's not many women in there, is there? It's very
there's
like,
only two
men, girl.
She's the one, she's got brown hair, she's got big blowout.
Are you thinking of The Chase?
No, I'm thinking of Dragon's Den.
Or Anne Hegarty.
I love Anne Hegarty.
What's her name? No.
Quentin.
That's it.
Oh,
that's
know
it.
Her.
I didn't do her hair, but my friend would dye her hair and then I'd probably like blow dry it off after.
This story is so funny.
I didn't do her hair.
I got this friend of a friend that once did a Dragon's Den hair.
Me trying to name drop and it's just like the shittiest story in the world.
Sarah Williams, that's so,
like, I washed her hair once, like, basically in.
Right, question number two.
She's really nice.
George.
Hello.
Since losing your virginity, how many people have you slept with? You dirty bugger.
Why are you having to think?
No, but no, how would I explain? Like none or just one?
One.
One, yeah.
With the same person.
Yeah.
Are you like in a, like not relationship, but like relationship with this person?
Switzerland.
I don't know.
Is she Swiss?
No.
She's Swiss?
No, she's not Swiss.
Straight from the Why Alps. Are we saying Switzerland so much?
Because I went to Switzerland with her.
Mm. Oh, so you're like serious then?
Maybe.
As serious as you can be in Switzerland. Switzerland.
Maybe.
What chocolate? Swiss.
Just Swiss chocolate, babe.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I thought it was like, what's it called? The little balls.
What, Maltesers?
Lindor, that's it.
Oh.
Swiss.
I don't know. But anyway.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Nice.
So we've dodged the chilies. We've got more there.
You've got two more?
Joe.
I really don't want to eat one.
I'm intrigued to know this.
Okay.
What really happened at the NTAs, apart from a cracking show that I watched the entirety of?
I'm not going to name names, but there was like an argument in front of me that happened between two Love Islanders, but I don't actually know what it was over. Or like, it was getting very heated, yeah.
Was there a bit of instigating?
No.
Instigating from who?
That's why I don't know.
Instigating from who?
I don't know.
Instigating for what reason?
What are you insinuating?
Was it a girl or boy Love Islander?
Girl and girl.
Girls. And the only other thing that happened to me was I saw Davide and went over and like gave him a hug and was like, nice to see you. And Ekin went and then walked off.
Ekin, who?
She wasn't happy.
Hates me.
Why?
Anyone affiliated with Max...
Yeah, I can think of someone chair. Who she hates more than you.
Yeah.
It goes me, then it goes Max.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that
he fucking rinsed her. It was hilarious, though.
I know.
That is funny.
Well,
we've all had this story.
He pulled out the receipts, and I always rate someone that pulls out the receipts. So.
Yeah, he did.
Fair play.
Fair play.
I want to know more. Mm. You tell me later. Tell me later. Question number four. George, are you off the market? Kind of ties into question two.
Yeah, I think I am. Yeah,
oh, I've lost
I'd say I am.
That's so exciting.
I'm happy. Like, yeah,
you look very happy. Look at him grinning from ear to ear like the Cheshire cat.
Oh. Yeah, I'm happy. I'm what?
Yeah. I'm fucking what, man?
Yeah.
Man's happy. I'm fucking what?
Oh, well, even though we dodged the chilies, I still think we lost.
Yeah, I think we did lose that.
You guys won.
So we've got some presents for you.
To take the money. What is it? Keep the money, Jane?
Keep the money, Jane. I hope it makes you very happy.
Maybe you should get some lessons in grace and decorum.
Charlie, you're so good at one, Jane. Exciting.
Like, we got you presents for winning.
Yay!
What have you got?
I love a present. Is it a boyfriend?
Close your eyes, cover your eyes.
Close your eyes. Right, hold up. Keep your hands up. Hold on. Sorry, I have
to sit. Oh my God, it feels heavy.
Open your eyes in 3, 2, 1.
We have got
an avocado.
Vanilla. Vanilla brioche. Tear and share. Vanilla brioche. I actually love brioche.
I'm not going to lie, guys.
Love brioche.
Well,
I'm just, actually a whore for what? Brioche.
We normally go to the corner shop.
We go to the corner shop whenever we do these types of episodes. And I just go in there and I just, anything that's big.
So Max and Andrew won 2 kilograms of chicken stock. Cal Freezy, Chip, Demi, and Frankie, they won 1.5 kg of sweet corn. So now
you guys are lucky enough to have.
We've got a sweet treat.
Yeah, you've got the best.
We've got a sweet treat.
Thanks, darling.
No
this
worries.
Will actually be, I haven't actually had breakfast yet, so this will be a lovely hangover cure.
Your breakfast was 2 shots of vodka and a chili.
Disgusting. I haven't had breakfast, but I've had 2 shots of vodka. That is vile.
That is vile.
I rate it.
Should
though.
Be 3.
Yeah, go on. To end the episode.
One for
the
road. This time.
Yeah, but let's not make it sad.
Vodka.
Yay! You did it.
This actually doesn't even hit the sides. It's lovely.
Hi.
And on that note,
my name is Trevor Blonde.
And on that note, guys, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
No worries. We love you so much.
Oh, I love you
so much.
We love you guys. Hope you enjoy your presents. You've been great sports.
And keep the money.
Keep the money. You've won. That is us.
That is us.
I was going to say from this week. That is us this week. If you're watching on YouTube, please like, comment and subscribe.
And if you're listening on Spotify, make sure to rate us 5 stars. And we will see you next week for another special episode.
That is
Thanks
us.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye, bitches.